Welcome to the Elevating La Cultura podcast, a space where I talk with Latinas who are passionate about what they do and are willing to share that passion with others to change the narrative, especially for the next generation. Each season is centered around different topics, but all with a Latina perspective. Welcome to season 8, where we will talk all things corporate and higher education. I'm so excited to share these powerful stories. So vámonos, and let's get into it. Hola y bienvenidas to a new season. I'm Karina, host of Elevating La Cultura podcast, and I just wrapped up season 7 in June, where we had amazing guests who talked about community and the importance of building something collectively. It was legit an amazing season, so much so that I extended it to 15 guests rather than my typical 10 guests per season. Over the break, you all kept listening and catching up on past episodes, bringing us to over 5,100 downloads. That's over 500 downloads while we were on break. So muchísimas gracias for continuing to listen and share with your communities. And if you're new here or haven't listened to the past 7 seasons, you can binge listen to season 1 featuring Latina entrepreneurs, season 2 highlighting Latinas in the health and wellness space, season 3 with Latina educators, and season 4 focused on artists and creators. Season 5 is a mini season where I share more of my personal story, and season 6 highlights Latinas in the food and culinary space. Each season elevates different stories, but all with a Latina perspective. We all have our passions in our areas of expertise while also pouring into the next generation. Because honestly, and I say this all the time, it starts with us being willing to put in the work to make generational change. This season, season 8, I'm going to be talking with Latinas who have pursued higher education and have landed corporate positions. This is a goal that many first and second gen Latinas have grown up aspiring to. Education is such an important goal for our parents to be able to provide for us. It's truly an accomplishment not only for us who have gone through different levels of schooling and education to land a job, but also for the parents who have worked tirelessly and sacrificed so much for their children to be able to have the opportunities they didn't. It is truly emotional for both generations. However, it's not without its hardships. Many times, children of immigrants were just thrown into a path without the option to pivot or think about success differently. And honestly, with the ever-changing world, we see a lot more creative positions with social media, technology, and marketing that look a lot different than it did 50 years ago, even just 10 years ago. The tech field, and actually many fields, are growing, changing, and shifting so quickly that our generation is having to adapt quickly. And with adapting quickly, we often don't have the space or the time to really explain things to our parents. So some of us get stuck with hearing negative comments or nagging about pursuing the quote-unquote right career, which traditionally is known for being maybe in the medical field or in law. And they don't understand the creative world of influencers and YouTube and social media. It's something that I myself have had to prove in the fact that I chose to pursue a creative field and didn't go down a more traditional or easy to understand career path. Throw in being a parent to the mix, and that's a whole different kind of hard that we not only have to work through, but defend in a way. Perhaps you can relate to my story. When I was working with my father after I graduated college and got married, it was about a year into my marriage that we found out I was pregnant with my first child. My parents were so excited, but my father assumed I would stop working. He didn't really understand that I wanted to continue working and be able to stay home with my child. Because in his mind, my quote unquote work was now going to be my family. I was married, so according to him, I should be provided for so I could stay home like my mother did. However, that just did not sit well with me. And the kind of person that I am is a little petty. And when he suggested I stopped working, I just wanted to prove to him that I could do both work and be at home with my kids. Because when someone tells me I can't do something or it's too hard, it makes me want to do it all the more. Yes, I know, it's petty, pero aquí estamos. And so that's exactly what I did. I focused on building our wedding photography business. He didn't like the idea of me working long hours or being out late, so I just stopped telling him about all my fun city adventures. And after I had my second child was when I really ramped up and poured my time into building our business. And I'm still doing that. Many times it falls on us to show our parents or others that a different possibility is possible. And no, it's not fair, but I encourage us to keep pursuing what we want. And even if people don't understand, do it for you because you know you can. This season, I'm excited to be learning more about the journeys my amigas have gone through when pursuing their fields. I've met so many amazing jefas lately that have shared the ups and downs of the corporate world. And I was like, okay, let's create a season that elevates these stories. While there's a growing representation of Latinas in corporate jobs, the system is still hard to navigate and doesn't always treat us well as far as pay equity or a safe environment to show up authentically. I know that there are many of us that are doing all we can to make a difference and help others along the way, but the burden can be a lot. I'm hoping that with this season, we can learn how to support each other, encourage the next generation, and do our best to bring awareness to inequities in the corporate and capitalistic world that we live in, so the next generation can have a better opportunity to thrive. Okay, there'll be a new episode every Tuesday, so after you listen, feel free to take a screenshot to post on Instagram and tag at Elevating La Cultura, or send me a DM. You can also comment on this YouTube video if you're watching online. I always like to hear from people and how they resonate with the stories that I share. So, leave a review on Apple Podcasts so we can get more ears listening to these stories and we can continue Elevating La Cultura. And if you haven't already, join the Elevating La Cultura comunidad on Facebook. And check out our website, elevatinglacultura.com, to see what in-person events I've got going on for you. And you can also check out the new merch shop. And next month, I'm reopening the doors to the Showing Up Latina in Business Mentorship Program. This is designed exclusively for Latina business owners and leaders, since being a business owner myself for the past 13 years now, and with all the millions of pivots that I've had to do in the past 6 years, I found so much value in the people who I can bounce ideas off of, vent to, and who will cheer me on through all of the challenges. Many of us are in this time of transition or pivoting and feel like we're on the cusp of something that is about to pop off in our business. If you're a solo entrepreneur, you know the struggle of doing all the things all the time and trying to keep up with all the new trends when it comes to social media. It can be overwhelming, which is getting in the way of faster growth. So if you've been thinking it would be great to have an accountability person or someone to bounce ideas off of and brainstorm next steps with, I'm your person with the Showing Up Latina in Business Mentorship Program. So be on the lookout for more details next month. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening. Y nos vemos next week with our first guest for season 8. Bye.